A late model guy shocks us with sprint car news. A team and driver pairing finally ends officially. The Outlaws and High Limit go head-to-head for the first time and more today. Let's go. It's Thursday, April 11th. I'm Justin Fiedler. This is Dirt Tracker Daily presented by Kubota Genuine Parts. Over in the Dirt Tracker merch store, stock is starting to get low on the new t-shirts. At last check, I'm down to the last 7 larges and just 2 XLs remain. There are plenty of stickers still in stock, and I should hopefully have a new batch of stickers arrive tomorrow. I got the new Daily Show logo featuring Kubota in sticker form, so you can look forward to those along with the new hats. If you'd like to grab something, head over to shop.dirttracker.com. That's DirtTracker.com. There's also links below in the video description. We had quite the news day on Wednesday around the sport with one completely unexpected move and another that's been coming for at least a few weeks now. First, late model driver Brandon Shepherd announced that he will make his World of Outlaws sprint car debut coming up on May 1st at Jacksonville Speedway. Shepherd has partnered up with sprint car and midget driver Jake Newman and his team to make this happen. Shep's B5 sprint car will feature Valvoline prominently as the main sponsor on a very cool design from Dylan Braddy and Night Owl Design. At the moment, Shepherd is the World of Outlaws Late Model Series Championship leader heading into the Illini 100 weekend at Farmer City. In 27 late model starts already in 2024, he has 2 wins, 12 top fives, and 24 top tens. This move was so unexpected that I had industry friends reaching out to me to ask if it was actually real. We are obviously not that far down the road from April Fool's, and I think some maybe figured it was a late joke, but I can assure you that it is not an April Fool's joke. Jake Newman, who Shepherd will drive for, is a regular at Jacksonville, and I think this will be a good track for the late model star to make this happen at. It's not Volusia, it's not Knoxville, it's not Eldora. It's a short track where B-Shep, I think, should be able to get comfortable pretty quickly. And you can be sure that he will get some testing laps in ahead of time. Knowing how these guys operate, especially on the late model side, he will not be jumping into a 410 sprint car cold when May 1st rolls around. And this won't be the first time that Shepherd has run open wheel cars anyway, and not his first 410 sprint car race. He made a MOA appearance in 2011 when he was just 18 years old, and he had 3 Power Eye midget starts in 2010 and raced at the Chili Bowl in 2011. I personally love this crossover and honestly wish we saw more of these types of deals across the sport. We've seen plenty of drivers go the other way from open wheel cars to late models, but not many this other direction. Kyle Larson, Tyler Courtney, and coming up Logan Sebi are a few examples of, you know, sprint car, midget, open wheel drivers to go late model racing. The only recent examples of late model drivers going sprint car racing or really open wheel racing include Devin Moran racing John Shoebrook's A79 sprint car in Ohio, and Brandon Overton dipped his toe in with Jason Sides at World Finals back in 2021. If you want to step down to some kind of lower levels of open wheel racing, we've obviously seen Ricky Thornton Jr. Run a lot of micro races and midgets at the Chili Bowl. We also have Tim McCready, who appears regularly at the Chili Bowl as well. But honestly, when you were going to talk about a big time late model guy making a sprint car start, you probably weren't thinking about Brandon Shepherd. I kind of thought that it would be Ricky Thornton Jr., but interesting move here. That stretch of 9 days around his World of Outlaws sprint car debut for Shep will be a busy one. He's got late model races at Arrowhead and 81 Speedway on April 26th and 27th. He'll then go to Jacksonville on May 1st, then 3 straight nights at Mississippi Thunder May 2nd through the 4th. The other move that I allude to in the open was the parting of driver Tanner English and the Viper Motorsports team. English had been with Viper since late in 2022, but there has been plenty of chatter in recent weeks about this deal going sideways. It's something I've been asked about a lot, been messaged about a lot. This all started when English showed up to Brownstown to run with Lucas with a car on an open trailer that was not with Viper. But at the time, we were told that the two sides were still together and that they would be full-time with the Hunt the Front series and that English would run on his own when he wasn't kind of running with a Viper car with Hunt the Front. The chatter then, though, grew even louder late in March when Tyler Clem went down to Southern Raceway with the Southern All-Stars in the Viper 63 in a partnership with Big Frog Motorsports. And then in recent weeks, English has been driving a Longhorn 4 Hatcher Motorsports, finishing on the podium at Clarksville during the Toilet Bowl and with the Northern All-Stars at Brownstown last weekend. Last night's announcement seemed to confirm what was very clearly already a done deal at this point. According to the announcement, English plans on racing this weekend at Farmer City with the World of Outlaws, while the Viper team is headed for Alltech with the Hunt the Front series with Clem driving. So that seems to make it clear that Clem and Viper will stick with their commitment to Hunt the Front while English is off the tour. Remember, we talked yesterday about Hunt the Front gaining Chris Ferguson while also likely losing Dalton Cook. Looking at racing coming up this weekend, we do have some more cancellations to talk about. The Kubota High Limit race at Texarkana 67 scheduled for Friday night has been lost because of flooding at the facility. Racing is still a go, though, for Saturday at Texas Motor Speedway. And I just saw here a few minutes ago that the Maverick Wings Sprint Series has canceled their Friday show at Bloomington because of rain. So make sure to check before you head out to the track this weekend with plenty of kind of spring weather floating out around the country. Saturday will be the first time we'll have the two National Sprint Car Series directly head-to-head with High Limit at TMS and the World of Outlaws at Peevely. This will be our first chance to see how things go with car counts and if it will bring other teams out to the track because of the added opportunity to make features. I would expect at least a full field of cars for High Limit as they're bringing 18 full-timers. That's a sizable chunk to start with. Plus, we know Tanner Holmes, Anthony Macri, Blake Hahn, and I'm assuming Sam Haferty will be there to race. And then I'm guessing several others who raced with PowerEye last weekend will be in attendance as well. Brian Brown is a question mark at this moment as he has both the High Limit weekend and the Outlaw weekend on his schedule. So clearly he's not going to be at both. We'll just have to see what direction he goes. As for the Outlaws, besides their 12 teams, we know for sure they'll be joined by Garrett Williamson, Chase Randall, Derek Hagar, and Joe B. Miller. This Outlaw weekend drew 34 cars a year ago, but we know for sure that 12 of those are going High Limit instead, so we'll be curious to see how the car counts go here. Elsewhere in open wheel racing, you've got Extreme Outlaw Midgets at Farmer City. That is in addition to the World of Outlaws Late Model Series there for the Illini 100. You've got weekly action in Ohio and Central Pennsylvania and California. Sprint Invaders are going to be at 34 Raceway. You've got NARC at Hanford and the USAC Sprint Cars at Lawrenceburg. Some dirt late model racers, they've got several big choices this weekend, including the aforementioned Illini 100 at Farmer City with the Outlaws. Saturday is $20,000 to win there. The MLRA season starts at Lucas Oil Speedway Friday, Saturday. That Saturday show is also $20,000 to win. And then the Hunt the Front series, like we've talked about, Alltech, two nights with $15,000 on the line on Saturday. And then there's $5,000 to win and $10,000 to win with the Southern All-Stars between Moulton and North Georgia. I think you'll see most of the big teams, especially teams with national ties, split between Farmer City, Wheatland, and Alltech. Drop me a comment. Let me know what you're looking forward to this weekend. If you're headed out to the racetrack, any win picks that you've got. That's it for the Daily Show this week. Make sure to stop by dirttracker.com/watch tonight to see all of the dirt racing streaming options. I know a lot of you guys know this. My mom actually keeps up the streaming schedule for me. She started adding canceled to the races that she knows have been canceled for the weekend. So if you see that, that's just a step that we're taking to try to help you guys understand what's still available to watch and what's been canceled. So thanks to her for doing that. I hope you guys have a great Thursday and a great weekend out there. We'll see you right back here on Sunday.